And on the 4th of July in America, we have got hold of Karen Kassler, our US correspondent, the State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio and Television. And good afternoon, or is it early evening to you, Karen?
It is early evening here on July 4th, America's birthday holiday. We're getting ready for fireworks shows.
Yes. You warned us that the fireworks might be going off in your neighborhood, but presumably a bit later on in the evening.
Yes, but we have this strange phenomenon that's been going on for a while here in the U.S. where people have been firing off fireworks for weeks now. And there was an article in the New York Times about this fairly recently. We're not really sure why this is happening, but apparently this has been going on for some time.
Yeah, no, it happens in New Zealand with Guy Fawkes Day, which you probably don't know about.
Oh, sure.
What sort of a 4th of July are you having over there? Is it the same as ever or not?
It's just got a weird vibe this year. I mean, certainly what's been happening in Washington has affected a lot of people. The coronavirus obviously has canceled an awful lot of fireworks displays and things that normally people would do in their communities. In the community that I'm in right now, in fact, I'm not in Ohio where I normally am. My son and I decided to take a little corona vacation, and we drove down through Washington, D.C., and we're now in Virginia, where this community that we're staying at has a golf cart parade that happened this morning where people decorated their golf carts with all sorts of red, white, and blue paraphernalia. And so these are some of the things that people are doing. And obviously the fireworks tonight, a lot of people firing off amateur fireworks, which can be really spectacular, actually, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's strange. And we did stop, like I said, in Washington, D.C. on the way down. And for a town that's usually very busy and has lots of activity going on, it was dead. It was really strange. And so we rented bikes and went around to the various monuments, and there were no tourists. There were no people who were normally hanging around and tour groups and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a very strange, almost surreal vibe. And what was really strange for us is we did go to see the White House. The White House is surrounded by fencing because of the protests, and it's very hard to even get a look at the White House, a building that you could normally get a chance to see and photograph and take pictures in front of. It now looks like a fortress almost.
Yeah. And yet the Trump administration is going ahead with the fireworks in Washington, 300,000 face masks available for anyone who wants them. Is this a good idea? You're having a 1 mile, is this still on, a 1 mile long 10,000 fireworks demonstration?
It's interesting. Last night he was at Mount Rushmore in out west watching fireworks there, where the crowd was not socially distanced. There were not masks handed out. And so, as it turned out, his son's girlfriend had tested positive for coronavirus. So that was an interesting development here, along with several Secret Service officers who are with Vice President Mike Pence. So it certainly feels like coronavirus is coming closer and closer to the president, even as he continues to kind of push it away and push away the idea that this is a serious situation. So he is having, for the second year in a row, his big 4th of July event in Washington. And one of the reasons that my son and I wanted to leave was because we wanted to get away from the crowds and all the activity, because it doesn't feel safe right now to get together with a huge group of people.
No.
and celebrate.
And
it's not safe.
And speaking of your son, although he might be in the slightly younger age bracket, the explosion of COVID among 20 to 44 year olds with quite serious versions of the illness, and CNN reporting the G614 strand is dominant and more infectious. That's a worry.
Yeah. It's absolutely a worry. And especially when you hear tales of younger people getting together and having COVID parties where they let's see who gets sick first. It's just the real concern about these folks not taking this seriously and not realizing that, okay, maybe you don't get sick, but your parents, your grandparents, other people that you are in contact with in your community might get sick. That idea that it's not being taken seriously, which is the message that is coming from the White House, that it's not, that we're in the embers of this pandemic, which clearly, with the numbers rising all over this country, shows that we are not. We are we have more and more cases being diagnosed every day, and that's not because of more testing. The positivity rate is staying the same, but more and more tests more and more cases are showing up, and we've lost, you know, the number of people we've lost already has been just tremendous. And moving forward, I think a lot of people are really afraid where we're going to be just in a couple months from now.
About 3,000 people have died in your home state, haven't they? Ohio alone, I think.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and you know, when people talk about this is not a serious thing, it's like the flu or whatever, these are 3,000 people who were alive just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And they caught this illness and they died. And in several states in this country, Arizona, Texas, Florida, big states with older populations typically, they're running out of ventilators. ICU space is going down. Mm. These are serious concerns for a population that is shown to be very, very vulnerable to this virus.
So a strange 4th of July. Joe Biden's ahead in the polls. The longtime Republican strategist Karl Rove says Trump needs a reset, a change of direction. He'll be aware of that. Of course, you can never write Trump off because of his history. What do you think at the moment in terms of the mood of the country? I mean, Trump, the commentators say he's not reading it right for a start.
Well, I think when I start looking at the demographics, when the polls are, the national polls are out, showing the areas of weakness that Trump has, the one area that really stands out to me is older voters, who again are the ones who are most susceptible to COVID-19. Yeah. If that weakness continues, they are the most active bloc of voters, that is going to be a serious problem for him and a problem that probably cannot be overcome, because that's a group that he desperately needs to win. Typically, we've seen him showing strength in, you know, non-college educated voters, whites, especially white men. He's showing some weakness in those areas. Now, is it enough that he can recover? I don't know. His message doesn't seem to be really going after people who are not in his base. He seems to be relying solely on his base, and his base also seems to be eroding. So that certainly sends a bad message about his campaign. But also, you know, Joe Biden seems to be catching on with some people. And there are also some super PACs, political action committees, that have been running some devastating ads against Trump and for Biden. So there's a lot going on in the political area, even though we had one Trump rally, but we haven't had a whole lot of rallies and campaign events going on. There's a lot happening.
No, he won't be able to resurrect the ebullience of his last campaign. Biden has his own areas of weakness, which we don't have time to get into, but I'm sure we will before you vote in America. But Trump, just quickly, the lack of a second term agenda. I see he's going to set up a national garden for American heroes. That at the moment seems about it.
Yeah, I mean, he has been asked twice on national television by his favorite news outlet, Fox News, what would a second term look like? And he has been completely unable to answer what his priorities would be, the things that he wants to accomplish. I mean, he's even talked about and tweeted out, make America great again. Well, that's not the best slogan for somebody who's running for re-election now, is it? I mean, you would think that that would be something that you would say that you'd already accomplished. But obviously, with huge numbers of people unemployed, with huge numbers of people who've been diagnosed with COVID-19, huge numbers of people who have died, this, for many people, is not a great country as it stands right now. Mm. And so those are the kind of things that people are going to be considering as they're trying to decide who's going to vote. And I think I've mentioned this again. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen with mail-in voting, where people mail their ballots back.
Karen, I got to go. But I just want to wish you.
All right.
I hope you enjoy, you and your son, enjoy the firework night. Karen Kassler.